Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 223. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
Having a good time?
We are.
Recording started.
You need to say that every time, Nate. Recording started.
Maybe you can change the voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pleasant female voice, right?
Recording.
Or it's
slightly
it's
digital.
What was that?
I was going to say, recording started.
It
is kind of
digital. It doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't. But it's like,
that's like
it's a bit, like you said, digitized. It's a, I don't know, like a computer, you know.
Yeah, it's very electronic sounding.
Like, it gets us going. Right? It's,
yeah. The Joaquin Phoenix movie, Her.
Her, that's right. It's kind of like that. That's right.
We doing all right tonight, I think?
I think so.
Yeah.
How are you doing? I don't ever ask.
Working with you guys, I don't know. You guys are on one tonight. I don't know.
Both of us are, aren't we, Nate?
Yeah.
I slipped you a Mickey, didn't I?
A Mickey. My gosh.
Not the mouse.
Cut me a Mick.
Rocky, I love it.
Get in there, you bum.
Oh, we are. Yeah, I'm doing fine, though.
Good.
To answer your question.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
that trophy over there.
Oh, yeah. Looking at my dad joke trophy, 2025.
It inspires you, doesn't it?
It does.
Fills you with joy.
When you're sitting there, it's taller than you.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Sean, what about your trophy?
Very perky. Oh, no. Mine's perky over here.
He's got to look down to his.
Very teeny tiny. I do, yeah.
It's a teeny tiny baby trophy.
It belongs on the floor. It's an afterthought is what it is.
Hey, you got a trophy.
Though. I did, didn't I?
You
I should be happy.
So weak,
be grateful.
Baby.
It is. Get in my belly.
It's a tiny one.
It's tiny. It is
tiny.
That's all we need to say there, Austin, right?
That's right. Well, let's get to the topic, shall we? Sean, what are we talking about?
Must be my night because this is my pick. It is the Jim Bishop Southern Colorado Castle. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Excellent.
Excellent. And I'd never heard of this before. I've flown into Colorado and out to Denver, the airport there, and flown over Colorado, but I have not ever been around it. So I did not know anything about this. But the Bishop Castle, a unique roadside attraction in south central Colorado, was constructed by James Roland Jim Bishop, who began the project in 1969 at the age of 25. The castle, located on State Highway 165 in the San Isabel National Forest southwest of Pueblo, was initially intended as a family cottage but evolved into a towering, intricate structure after the neighbors remarked it resembled a castle. Bishop, who bought the 2.5-acre land for $450 at age 15, built the entire structure by hand using rocks from the surrounding national forest, wood, steel, and wrought iron without blueprints or formal engineering plans. That's pretty wild.
That is impressive.
Stained glass is wild there, too. He did stained glass in there, and it's like, it's crazy.
Over 50 years it took him.
Grand ballroom.
It is crazy.
160 foot tall. That's crazy.
How tall was it, you said?
See, the castle, which stands over 160 feet tall.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture.
He was a high school dropout, too. He was an ornamental iron worker, Nate.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
He continued for decades to work on it.
The picture I'm looking at is he's on a stairway and it says donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1988, tall. Bishop's third child, 4-year-old Roy, was killed in a logging accident at the castle site.
Mm. Ooh, I didn't know that.
When Bishop was asked in 2016 why he continued to build the castle, he replied, "Well, what am I going to run to?" He loved this place.
Oh, see, that's a labor of love then. Mm-hmm. They said he was diagnosed, as Jim was diagnosed with terminal cancer and Parkinson's, and he still worked on the place. Isn't that wild? Mm-hmm. So he passed away. I was telling you guys, we were talking about, he passed away not too long ago. Excuse me, in November 21st of last year, 2025. And he was 80 His son, Dan Bishop, has taken over as the caretaker and plans to continue the project, preserving his father's legacy and vision. I think they're putting in a new gift shop, or they have put in a new gift shop. So,
says, what is now known as the Bishop Castle grew in size. It also grew in popularity, attracting tourists from around the world. They'd climb the castle's uneven stairs into dark turrets to reach the upper floors. Some would brave the open ironwork walkways to get a view from the top of the edifice. It has been described as authentically dangerous by more than one visitor.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's free, as I understand it. Like, they don't charge for entry, and you can explore.
I didn't see that either way, so I don't know.
You explore. I think one of the videos said that, but they do have a gift shop there that obviously, you know, they charge, and then I think they take donations, obviously, from that picture. So.
Right.
So he's had his ups and downs. Obviously, he lost his one child.
That's horrible.
Also, for most of the 40 years he had worked on the castle, Bishop was engaged in a running battle with Washington bureaucrats over the rocks that he used, which came from the national forest surrounding his property. Bishop felt that they were his for the taking. The government wanted to charge him per truckload. Mm. That dispute was settled. And then in 1996, he was challenged by the local and state government over unsanctioned road signs that pointed to the site. They settled the dispute by issuing official road signs.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
It's all like, right.
Just put in the right signs, right?
Yeah.
Wow. It
says, without cranes, without money, without a rich daddy, by hand, high school dropout, I work for a living. I was paid as I went. No bankers, no loans, no blueprints, no inspections. It was a place of freedom and a fight for freedom. And this was quoted by Bishop in an NPR interview in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty wild. I mean, that's pretty adventurous too, because, I mean, that's a big risk. But you're taking a leap of faith. Like, well, one day at a time, one year at a time, you know, decade after decade.
Yep. Said Bishop could often be found moving stones, digging a moat. Or I want a moat.
I want a moat.
Or building the castle wall. He'd sometimes also share his non-mainstream political views with visitors.
I think that when we get our official Mako studio and castle and dungeon and all those things, I think a moat only makes sense.
Yep. You know, a nice big drawbridge. And
as long as it's not used to keep me out.
Well.
Or in forever.
Maybe. Nate, what do you think?
You're like, maybe.
I don't know. I can't make any promises.
When I come back, when I come back, you guys are going to be like, we build a moat. But how do I get over it?
Oh, that's right. This is your last week for a while.
It is. I'm taking a little time off.
Yeah.
They got a little project, and we'll talk about that
another
time. But yeah. You guys can hit.
But you got it. We didn't even say anything about it on the
floor. We didn't.
On the floor.
I actually kind of forgot about it. I forgot that.
I do too.
But the good news is I'll be back for a couple surprise episodes, so I'm not really going to be gone that much. So, So I won't talk about those either.
Okay.
So, yeah. But yeah.
All right.
They're like, what's he talking about? Nah, I don't know. It's just Sean.
He's leaving us.
Yeah.
I have. No. So nothing. The good news is there's no bad news, and it is, it's a little project I'm working on, and I think everybody's going to be excited about it.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Bishop.
Nice. Exactly right. Yeah.
Enough of you.
Intermission, right?
Yeah, you are right, though. There are no entry fees. Just
a
sign that asks for donations to be placed in a box. Another warns people that they were there at their own risk. So there you go. You're going to enter at your own risk, and you're going to possibly die. No.
Wow.
Definitely look up pictures of this place. It is very breathtaking, being built solely by hand and... lifelong endeavor and built with love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it said what you were talking about is that he could share his beliefs that were sometimes a little bit off-putting. It says, if he wasn't on site, there were handmade signs surrounding the short trail to get to the castle that made his beliefs clear. He could be off-putting at times, loud and confrontational, but his vision for his fairy tale castle soared high. Creeks, fountains, wrought iron gates, and even a scenic elevator powered by gravity were part of Bishop's dream for his lifelong project. And this is him quoting Bishop saying, the weight of the people would turn automotive alternators, charging batteries. It was a tourist electric system. Isn't that cool? I like that.
That is cool. I think that's neat. Yeah, he had a rare and aggressive form of cancer, which he was diagnosed in 2015. And then it says several years later, he was also diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And then a fire in 2018 destroyed the gift shop, which has since been rebuilt.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't sure if they were still working on that or if it had been, so it has been rebuilt. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It, nobody lives there, though, but it looks like they it's a wedding venue. And then, like I said, that the gift shop, too. But well, I'd like to live there, man, or like stay there. Wouldn't you like to stay there? I don't. I know we talked. There's no.
Maybe stay there. I don't know.
I do wonder if there's any paranormal, especially now that he's gone. Do you think he ever like visits?
Fire-breathing dragon.
Just tell me more. I need to know about that.
The dragon is made from recycled hospital trays and shoots fire from the help of a burner from a hot air balloon.
Wow.
Wow. That's cool. That's, yeah. Okay. It's got a dragon, drawbridge, or a moat.
Oh, well, there's the dragon's face right off the side of the building.
That's awesome.
So when we when we really hit it big, we'll have our own dragon.
Yes.
And moat and drawbridge and castle. And
will we call it Pete's Dragon?
No.
No, not like the movie.
No. It'll be the Mako Dragon.
That's fine. Yeah. As I say, we can't really use it.
Creepy
yeah.
Dragon.
There you go.
We'll name it. We'll name it something else. We can't name it Bub.
Spooky Dookie.
No.
No.
No. We'll.
Chomper.
Chomper. Well, I like Chomper. I like Chomper.
Chomper the creepy dragon. Chomper the creepy dragon. Living by. What else on this crazy castle thing?
This says, this is another quote from Jim, but them walls, he said, them buttresses, I'm going to be very careful with that word, arches, towers, if there wasn't somebody to climb on them, be inspired by them, get married up there and use them and have fun screaming and hollering and climbing, there'd be no point in doing it. So he believed in
That's true.
Was use your imagination, have fun, enjoy, just come to relax and get away from life. And it is, it's breathtaking. I mean, some of these pictures in there, they are, that's, you know, it's just cathedral ceilings and beautiful light. And like I said, the stained glass window stuff.
I have a feeling like the vision. Jim's there in some way or another.
Think so?
Yeah, I wonder if there's any stores. I didn't see any in any videos about like paranormal, but
he's touched every element of it. A lot of hard work and energy.
You think he's still
sweating tears.
A little grumpy still, a little irate. A little opinionated. You think his I feel a little like off put.
Well, whatever it's
off putting.
Oh,
it's Jim.
Not,
it's just Jim.
Not suffering from Parkinson's and
cancer. No, no. Sure. At peace in the castle, right?
Yeah.
Around the castle. Because that area is beautiful. Of course, Colorado is God's country. There's a lot of states that are God's country.
Now. I was going to say, God's country is Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. That's blasphemy, isn't it? I said that about somebody was going to Montana, and I said, oh, that's God's country. But, so I've said that about a lot of places, but...
Plainfield, Indiana. Oh, that's got
well, just because we're here.
Oh, shoot.
That's funny.
Anything else on the castle?
I want to go. Don't we all want to go?
I'd like to check it out.
We'll be a big kid in there.
I definitely like to check it out.
It looks like, I mean, because
it'd be cool.
There are children there. There are adults. There are elderly that go there. And it's just.
I want to see how dangerous it is.
It looks pretty dangerous, actually. Some of those the places that they climb. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm stuck. I try not to get stuck.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Well, and he's got a sign that says beware. So.
Right. Yeah. Climb and explore at your own risk. And that's absolutely right.
I like it. I think it's pretty cool. Pretty neat idea.
I love the fact that he was a high school dropout and that he, you know, fought the government a little bit in the state. And
made a living by being an iron worker.
Yeah.
You could back then when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that, drop out and still make a living.
There's a funny, he was a...
good old days.
He was a scurvy elephant. Have you ever heard of that before? There's an author, my favorite author, Dr. Wayne Dyer, when he was in an orphanage and he went to school and he was not a good student. And they say he talked a lot, I guess. And he was disturbing. And his teacher had called him a disturbing element. And he came home and told his mom Well, because he had, I think I said, got it now. They were fridge at that point. So he came home and told his mom, and he said, Mrs. So-and-so called me a scurvy elephant, you know, today. And she said, well, why would she do that? I don't know, you know. And so she said, well, I'm going to go talk to her. So she had a meeting with the teacher, and she said, no, Wayne gets it all wrong. I called him a disturbing element.
Oh, God.
So throughout his life, he would tell that story, and people would send him elephants and say, you know, he would say, be a scurvy elephant, be a disturbing element, ask questions, and be loud, and enjoy life, and all those things. So this guy, Jim Bishop, must have been a scurvy elephant. That hilarious. No, it's a disturbing element.
I was like, what is that? Yeah.
I think that might also describe me every once in a while. Sean's a disturbing element.
I have a review from someone that went and visited.
Oh, yeah.
Said, amazing, but not for the faint of heart. Mm. Goes as, wow, what a scary, exciting place. It is amazing to think that someone built this himself. Now, saying that, there are numerous scary things involved in the castle, like getting to the top point, no railings, walking on outside of the rail, and some of the welds are falling apart.
Oh.
But if you have the courage, it is something to explore and take in some breathtaking views while also being a little scared. It is a unique stop and really interesting if you think about someone just building it themselves.
Hmm. Yeah, right. What was it? Coral Castle down in Florida. Yeah. And then, is that the only other one that was built? It seems like there was another one. But yeah, Coral Castle, I know, was one. But that was one that they don't know and how exactly he did everything.
I think there's another place sort of similar to this. It's built out in the woods. It's like a big clubhouse castle type thing. And they just like keep adding to it. It's just this monstrosity of things. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Mm. I know I've seen
Nate's Castle.
Yeah. I've seen stuff about it before.
Hmm.
Sort of like Bobby Mackey's.
Just added cobbled together. Yeah.
That was something else.
Frankenstein.
That was something else. I hope they rebuild that, by the way.
Yes.
I think I saw a sign saying that they are going to
rebuild.
Well,
I posted on Facebook last week, and said it was. So we'll see.
We're gonna hold them to it.
Yeah, we'll definitely go there. We'll definitely go to the new one. See what it compared to the old one has to be. Well, I mean, it has to be up to code, so it's gonna be better shape. So, all right, is that all we got on the castle?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap this up. Nate, help us out.
If you see the dragon blowing fire, run. That's a wrap.
Oh, yeah. The Mako Dragon. We'll have that someday. I can see it.
I can hear the noise.
I can feel it. Well, thank you, Nate. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 223 and our discussion on the Jim Bishop Southern Colorado Castle. So until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.